T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Have something to say? We'll answer the phone. Call the Fan at 877-337-6666. Powered by Superbook. Better odds and favorable prices.
Okay, Yankees fans, my man, Max Goodman, joining us now live, calling in to talk about the first place New York Yankees with me right here on the Fan. Max, are you there?
I'm here, Keith. How are you?
I'm great, man. Thanks for joining me. I was hoping that you'd be able to join me. I've had you on one time, and I felt like you were due to pop back on and say some stuff.
Oh, for sure. No, thank you for having me. I hope you're doing well.
So I haven't run into you in my two Fridays back-to-back snooping around the media press area in Yankee Stadium. Where you been?
I was under the weather during the last homestand, and then I went out to Minneapolis a little early. I've got a buddy from college that lives out there. So I was
I figured.
I was like, him for a few days. Yeah, and then covered the series at Target Field, and I've been back ever since. So I'm sure I'll see you the next time you're there.
I'll run into you soon. I ran into Eric Boland my first time walking in. He literally escorted me up, showed me the way. Obviously, I've run into Brennan Cuddy and Brian Hoke and Lindsey Adler and everybody else, from Sweeney Murdy, who works with us here, to Marley Rivera. Like, I'm big fans of all of the reporters and beat writers and people that cover the Yankees. Before I got into the fold, I just admired everyone. So it's awesome to be like in the press area, rubbing shoulders with you guys.
No, it's cool for me too, because I'm on the younger side, just a few years out of school. So I get to all those names you mentioned and more. Like, I'm learning from them every day as well, just from how they ask questions to how they go about their business too. So it's a beyond just getting to cover this team, that's a pretty cool experience for me as well.
Yeah, you're an impressive young man. You've ascended pretty quickly. I remember when you came on the Yankees Twitter scene, and I think I told you when I was doing the social media for Pinstripe Strong, I was using a lot of your clips and a lot of your stuff, man. You're smart. You're on top of it. I have post notifications on for your tweets. You're always on top of it with the news and the updates, and even, you know, cool little things like Matt Carpenter plus Aaron Judge, total home runs 30, Detroit Tigers, total home runs 30, you know, finding the stats and little ways to paint the picture for Yankees fans out there.
I appreciate that, man. No, that means a lot. Thank you.
Cool. So let's get into like a couple different storylines around the Yankees players, around the team. First things first, home field advantage. I feel like it took a little while. Obviously, Yankee Stadium's always been rocking. We've always been known for having the best fans and the crazy atmosphere and feeling like the fans are on top of you. But you need the team, right? The fans don't feel like that if the team is losing. The fans don't feel like that if the team's not winning and crushing the baseball, which they have. Obviously, in the last two games, you know, the Yankees hit a lot of home runs. That turns these kids into fans, and it turns the stadium up. And I feel like the players, more than ever, have been speaking to it. Like, they've been giving credit to the fans. Trevino did it. Carpenter did it. Judge did it recently. And, you know, there's been a lot of talk about, you know, the environment in the Bronx. What do you say to that from your vantage point and what you've heard?
I think that's a great point. Now that you mentioned it, it's true. A lot of players, whether they're small role guys or the biggest names on the team, they've mentioned quite a bit this season just how much of an impact the atmosphere in the Bronx has had this year. Even Aaron Boone has has talked about it. I think my perspective is actually a little unique because I started in 2020. So that was
right.
It's been a bit of a gradual build for me since I've been on the beat in terms of the fans and the atmosphere, because the first couple games that I covered, there were no fans and it was just pumped in crowd noise. So since then, we've started to see more and more fans at the ballpark, a couple sellouts along the way. And with the Yankees being the best team in all of baseball, especially in the American League, Mets across town playing really well too, I think it's going to be a very fun summer for baseball fans in New York. And you look at this next little stretch they've got coming up, the Rays, big series this week, Astros the following weekend. When good teams are coming to town, it seems like the Yankees fans are going to, you know, have their teams back. And that, no matter how minuscule of an impact that has when it's close games and it's a boisterous crowd, it can only help this team.
Yeah, we go from 2020, 60-game season, fans aren't allowed in at all. That sucked for me. I didn't really know how to handle that. And then 2021, 10% capacity with a COVID test and a vaccination and or vaccination. Then they went to like 30%, 50%. And then when they finally said, hey, full capacity, we couldn't get the stadium to full capacity. It was, you know, in the 30,000s. But now, when you look at these Yankee games and you hear the crowd, you don't even have to wait for the box score to come out. But, you know, I'll look at the box scores. Friday's attendance was 43,446. I was at that game. Then Saturday, 38,000 people for a night game in the Bronx, 38,000 plus show up. And then Sunday, I'm thinking, all right, it's not that great of weather. It's not going to be that good of a turnout. More people showed up, 39,000 people. So the Yankees are averaging like 40,000 fans per game, and they were averaging like 30,000 last year, sometimes under that. So it's a big difference, and I know the players feel it. Speaking of Jose Trevino, a.k.a. Trevi, he's like my favorite Yankee right now. Just came out of nowhere. When we went into this season, and obviously you get rid of Gary Sanchez, and you hear about Ben Rortvedt, and Higgy's hitting 7 home runs in spring, you're kind of wondering, is it going to be Higgy and Ben Rortvedt? Is it going to be Higgy and Rob Brantley? What if Higgy is not the same version of himself that he is in spring training? What are we going to do? Brian Cashman goes and trades for Jose Trevino, who most of us had never heard of. I looked into him a little bit, and I immediately said, hey, if this guy can make it happen here, he's going to have a lot of fans pretty fast. And then we learned that he grew up a Yankee fan, and he's already had some big moments. What are you thinking about his impact and his relationship with Higgy? What I think about Jose Trevino and Kyle Higashioka, they're a tandem. They're partners. They are a duo. And as much as I heard Yankees fans, even going into the game Sunday, right, Yankees fans saw Jose Trevino get scratched. He had a back injury. He had a back issue that he played through and played well through, but he needed a day. And I saw Yankee fans like, oh, my God, Kyle Higashioka, why? What does he do here? Why is he in the lineup? Why do they keep forcing him? Well, he's here because he's a good catcher behind the plate. Guys do like throwing to him. He is a good guy. Like, I think he's got a lot of friends on the team. I think guys like him. You saw him get the silent treatment. And I think he took Jose Trevino in. And, like, right away they had some type of bond where it helped Trevino. And now Trevino helps Higgy. Higgy said that Trevino said something to him about being more aggressive. And then he has a 2-home-run game. So I'm not pressing that button anymore where I was like, Trevino's my starter. He's my guy. He should be starting 75% of the games over Higgy. I understand it's like a platoon situation. It's a matchup situation. They're both going to catch. And I love how they have a relationship together where it works out because they're rooting for each other. They're preparing together. They are stepping out there and hoping each other succeeds versus competing against each other and hoping one another fails. All right, let's see if we got Max back on the line. Max, you there?
I'm here.
Cool. Got that sorted out. So I just gave my spiel on Trevi and Higgy, Jose Trevino and Kyle Higashioka. I'll let you weigh in on their relationship and the impact that Jose Trevino has made on this team.
Sure. You mentioned in your question about Higashioka and the relationship between the two of them. I think that in a nutshell is kind of a testament to the looked at two different catchers that are competing for playing time, and to start 7 home runs in spring training, not clicking on offense to start the year. So Trevino is blossoming, getting more playing time. And then yesterday, Trevino points out something that he noticed in Higgy's swing in his first at-bat, tells him about it, and then Kyle goes out and hits 2 home runs, his first 2 of the year. And so as he was running the bases, he told us this after the game. He pointed to Trevino after his first homer, you know, cracking a smile. They gave him the silent treatment. So Trevino is helping out his teammate. And if Higashioka starts to get rolling here, maybe that cuts back on Trevino's playing time. But Higgy was explaining after the game that all this team wants to do is win. And whether they're on the field or on the bench, they're going to do whatever it takes to help each other win. And for Trevino specifically, I mean, it's a feel-good story. He's finally playing for a winning team. He's playing for a team that he grew up rooting for. But it's not just a feel-good story. He's been an incredible addition, an under-the-radar pickup for Brian Cashman and this team, one of the best framers in the league. And I think a lot of us are surprised at the offensive numbers too. You know, he's hitting over 300. He's got 5 homers, which is as many as he had all of last season. So he's going to be a resource for them. And it makes it a lot of an easier pill to swallow when Higashioka is not playing too well and Gary Sanchez isn't in the picture yet anymore, I should say, and Ben Rortvedt isn't healthy yet. So Trevino is shouldering the load and doing a good job too.
Yeah, there's power in pinstripes, and we've seen this before. We've seen these Cashman finds come over here and hit their stride with pinstripe pride. I just wanted to get that off. All right, now, speaking of power in pinstripes, Gleyber Torres has found his power again. What are you thinking about the difference between Gleyber Torres, which we obviously all know it's the position change back to second base, but there's definitely more there. I feel like he worked on his swing, his timing, his leg kick. He looks like the superstar that we had hoped that he would be. And if he can keep hitting for power and hitting for average and being solid at second base, he's going to see a lot of playing time.
Right. I mean, the numbers, even the most basic, you know, statistics tell the story there. He's got 12 homers this year, which is as many as he had in the previous 2 seasons combined. But you dive a little bit deeper and he's hitting the ball in the air more often. He's hitting the ball harder. And then he passes the eye test as well. It looks like he's having so much fun with this group. It seems like he's a lot more comfortable playing exclusively at second base now. You know, whether you like Isaiah Kiner-Falefa or not, he's been doing a formidable job over there. And it seems like they've really figured it out in terms of getting the best out of Torres. And look, I mean, I don't know exactly what he's on pace for, but he's on pace for a really solid year. And if you're getting that out of your second baseman, well, there is a bit of a logjam of infielders that they have, but you're able to move DJ LeMahieu around and have Josh Donaldson get off his feet and DH a couple times a week. And Anthony Rizzo's over at first. Like, Aaron Boone has done a really solid job, in my opinion, to start the year, mixing everybody in, making sure everyone's staying healthy. And that's the perfect storm between all those things that I've mentioned in terms of bringing out the old form of Torres. And, you know, it's still a little bit early. We're only a few months in, so we'll see what he can do for the next couple of months. But he has played his way into, you know, the consideration for even making an all-star game. And I think that's pretty wild considering the lows that we saw from him in 2020 and 2021. I mean, he's only 25 years old, right? So the potential is definitely still there. And I think that the Yankees are definitely encouraged by what they've seen.
Yeah, I would love if Gleyber was able to make the All-Star game this year. I definitely voted for him already. But you mentioned Josh Donaldson DHing, and we know that, you know, at second base, we also have a gold glove in DJ LeMahieu, and DJ will also play third, and Donaldson will play third, but then sometimes he'll DH, and DJ will be at third, and when he's in at third, DJ will be at second. But something that I brought up, and I was going back and forth with, you know, somebody on Twitter, not arguing, but, you know, I mentioned, hey, Josh Donaldson's been struggling a little bit. He obviously brought some negative attention towards the team. And, you know, he's $25 million for a third base slash DH. Matt Carpenter is now, like, the same age, playing the same positions on the same team. I'm thinking maybe we start to see more of Matt Carpenter in that DH spot, third base spot, and give Josh Donaldson some rest. But the question is, like, you know, Aaron Boone made the joke saying he took him out for a spin. Like, maybe Matt Carpenter is effective like this, only playing once in a while. Maybe he is the right guy to have on that bench because of his mentality and because he said, hey, I'll carry the, you know, bags, I'll load the plane. So what are your thoughts on, you know, Josh Donaldson coming back and not exactly having a great season so far and kind of struggling as of late, and Matt Carpenter being ridiculous, breaking records, and maybe sliding in there more than once in a week at DH / third base? We just saw him play third base for the first time yesterday.
Sure. I mean, Carpenter hasn't really been in this role in his career. You think back to the perennial all-star caliber seasons when he was with the Cardinals. If he's going to be this type of player, the veteran that's excelling off the bench, like you were saying, maybe you don't want to, you know, fix it if it's not broken, as the saying goes. It's definitely a situation where he's swinging his way into more playing time, but that's a luxury that any manager would love to have, having all of these capable players. You went into this season with five infielders for four spots. It looks like now you got six infielders for four spots. I was talking with Brendan Cuddy in the press box yesterday about, like, I wonder if Carpenter could potentially hop out to left field, because with how Gallo and Hicks have been playing and Stanton's not always out there and he's just coming off the injured list, maybe he could see some more at-bats out there. But he's really never really played in the outfield in his career, only a couple appearances, but maybe something to keep an eye on. But I digress. We'll see how Donaldson comes back. He's obviously got the suspension now on tomorrow, and still coming back off of the injured list too. So maybe he can find a rhythm. All he's done in his career is hit, so if anything, that's what they brought him in to do. And yeah, again, it's not a bad problem to have all of these guys that are capable of performing. And it really stood out to me what Carpenter was saying after his historic performance yesterday, talking about how he always shows up to the ballpark expecting to play and prepares knowing what the starting pitcher has on the off chance that the team does face some adversity and he has to come into the starting lineup, which is what happened yesterday when Gleyber Torres got scratched. So if you have your entire roster preparing like that, and like what I was saying earlier with Trevino, doing everything you can to help your teammates and not just focusing on your own stats, that's why this team is rolling. The chemistry is high, and it looks like there's no stopping them right now, right? They look like a runaway train with the numbers that they're posting and the record they have so far.
Yeah, and I expect it to keep going because there are so many questions of who's going to play where every day, and they have depth. I keep mentioning Marwin Gonzalez. Like, he's struggled lately, but he's a guy that we've seen play four different positions. And, you know, if he can hit, he's there. There's so many different storylines on this team. You know, one storyline that I wanted to mention was Manny Benuelos, right? Like, full circle for this guy. You know, the hype around him over a decade ago. And now for him to be back, he's wearing Dellin Betances' number. He's getting a chance to pitch and help the Yankees get his first save. Like, have you talked to him, or what's the conversation around him? What are people thinking about him? I love it. I think this Yankees team has so many storylines and great things that are adding to the story of this baseball team just winning a bunch of games.
Totally. I talked to him one-on-one during spring training, which is obviously quite some time ago, but just thinking back to that conversation, he was just so grateful to be back, and it's been such a long journey for him, pitching in different countries at different levels, battling injuries, and it's been over a decade since he was that highly touted top prospect, part of the Killer Bees in the organization. So, you know, not to be a broken record, but Benuelos, Trevino, there's so many guys on this team right now that are feel-good stories, players that are, you know, coming back from injury, finally blossoming in new roles. Carpenter, his career looked like it might be over. He was in AAA, and now he's putting up historic numbers. You go up and down this roster, even on the starting rotation, obviously, what Nestor Cortez has been doing. So it's that perfect storm of they've got the star power with Judge, Stanton, Gerrit Cole. When those guys are clicking, obviously the team is going to play well. But there are all these other fun stories to keep track of that are, you know, helping to lift this team. And I noticed in the last couple of years the chemistry wasn't as high as it could be. You know, we weren't in the clubhouse, so we didn't know how things were going behind the scenes. But just finally being back in there watching the team every day, I think if you ask any of the reporters on the beat or the folks around the team, it just looks like they're having so much fun. And again, it certainly helps when you're playing well, because it's easy to keep that in motion and stay on a roll.
Yeah, and not far from where I'm from, Ronnie from the Jersey Shore, Ron Marinaccio, he gets his first win in this Cubs series. The 13-inning 2-1 game. I was a little worried for him, but he's another great story. Local kid that grew up rooting for the Yankees, getting a chance now with some injuries in this bullpen to figure it out for the first time, like, you know, like his rookie year, like really getting a chance to, you know, step in some big situations, and they've gone to him with confidence. What are you thinking about Ron Marinaccio this year? I've been pleasantly surprised with him. I feel like I've been too worried for the young guy, and he's come through.
I've talked to Ron a bunch this spring so far, or this season, I should say. His changeup is something that's going to carry him at this level. It's such a nasty pitch, something that you ask any of the guys on the coaching staff, Matt Blake, Aaron Boone, they praise that pitch. And he's another example of this organization, how they're able to just churn out quality pitchers, you know, whether it's prospects or guys that they've acquired from other teams, like a Clay Holmes, for example. This year should do a lot for his development, right? I mean, maybe he's not at this level if Chad Green, Aroldis Chapman, Jonathan Weisgo, if all those guys are healthy. But the adversity that they're facing is thrusting him into a new role. Same with Clark Schmidt. He's a starter, and he's going to be a starter in the future, but he's learning how to develop even as a reliever for the first time in a long time in his career. So we'll be able to follow this story over the next few years. And obviously, Marinaccio is not, you know, closing games routinely. He's not always in high leverage spots. But to have those kind of pitchers that you can rely on in a multitude of different spots, that's a testament to the depth of this bullpen, even as they're facing the adversity, like I said.
All right, so last thoughts, last questions as we move forward and look at this Yankees schedule coming up. For me, I just think the Yankees are juggernauts. They're number one. They're the best team. I don't know what anyone else needs to see. But, of course, a hater needs to say, oh, wait till they play this team, or wait till they have a stretch of good teams. Okay, here it comes. Tampa Bay for three. Then you got to go on the road, face the Blue Jays for three, and then Tampa on the road right again. And you come back home, and who's waiting for you? The Houston Astros in a four-game set. So this is the test over the next 2 weeks. This is it. I think the Yankees are going to be fine. Better than 500, if you ask me. What are your thoughts about better competition? Some of these guys that we're going to face, obviously some of these pitchers we're going to face. I'm looking forward to it. And I think, you know, the Yankees are as well. They have a chip on their shoulder. They want to compete against the better teams.
You mentioned the narrative, which I've seen a lot on Twitter. I think a lot of folks listening have maybe even, you know, supported this take that the Yankees haven't played good teams yet. But if you look at how they did last year and the year before that, they weren't beating up on those bad teams. They weren't winning the games that they should have, and they let a lot of those slip away. And in such a talented division, you got to beat the teams you're supposed to beat, because those games, you can't get them back later in the season when you end up in a wild card game. And if they beat the Orioles more often last year, then they would have potentially won the division, or who knows what would have happened. So they're beating the teams that they should. And now, like you said, this is a great test for them to have 20 games in a row in 20 days. But these next four series in particular, it's four playoff teams, some home, some away. It's a hostile environment to go up to Toronto, and it's always tough for this team when they go to St. Pete. I think it's going to be a great test for them. And they are battling a little bit of adversity in the bullpen, like I said earlier, but the starting rotation has been healthy throughout the whole year. We'll see if they can keep that up against some really high-octane lineups. And I think the position players, for the most part, are pretty healthy. And obviously this lineup has been doing crazy good things recently, put up 18 runs yesterday, and they're pacing Major League Baseball and home runs and OPS and all those things. So, you know, talk to me in a couple of weeks and we'll see how they're doing. But regardless, it's a very long season. It's a historic start for them these first few months, but you got to position yourself to be playing well and healthy at the end of the season. And that's the most important thing. So we'll see if they make any additions leading up to the deadline. And if they lose a couple games here in the next few weeks, it's not the end of the world, but you want to win every game that you can. And I think that they're going to go into these series with that mentality.
Awesome, Max. You're the man. I appreciate you taking some time to chat with me on WFAN tonight.
Absolutely, Keith. I'll talk to you again soon, and I'll see you soon as well.
Indeed. Thanks, bro. Appreciate it. Ladies and gentlemen, Max T. Goodman. You should follow him on Twitter, at Max T. Goodman. And do what I do. Turn on those post notifications, and then anytime he tweets out Yankees news, you'll be the first to see it and know it, and you'll know more about your club.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.